Someone put this on my table, Ralph Stockman or St. Francis de Sales. Nothing is so strong as gentleness, nothing so gentle as real strength. So it's attributable to two different people. I thought it was Indian.
What is that?
Ralph W. Stockman or St. Francis de Sales. So thank you, whoever, who did this. Okay, so everybody back from lunch, we're just going to finish the majors and then we're going to practice some more. Okay, so the tower, on with the tower. We've talked about this a little already before. Lightning bolt strikes the roof of a tower, blowing off the roof that is shaped like a golden crown. Flames ensue, two people are thrown from the tower and seen falling to the rocks beneath. This has similar qualities to Uranus, for those of you that are in astrology, which Uranus is lightning and lightning strength and sudden events. When transiting Uranus comes your way, it can cause sudden and powerful events, okay? And that's what this is. This is a sudden, powerful event that is often very difficult to handle and topples the crown from the person, okay? But it usually is one that will ultimately benefit the person, even though it's very difficult for them to handle. And the benefit is, notice the scale of the picture. The tower is so much smaller than what the bodies seem like they would be at. And usually things aren't really out of proportion that much in the tarot. It's not like the scale is always, you know, twisted out or strained out. So it's definitely a place where these people have been in some ways confined, even if it, albeit to something that's a crowning situation, a crowning opportunity, a crowning reputation, but still there's a sense of confinement here. Certainly there is a sense of a dramatic, sudden event that causes one to be thrown from their crown, thrown from their structure, and crash on the rocks below. So it's not an easy card, it's not a happy card, it's certainly a card of significant, bless you. I don't want to use the word damage, because there isn't permanence in the problems that this causes. It will ultimately take somebody to a broader place, but the original impact is difficult, challenging, sometimes hurtful, sometimes sorrowful. Does that make sense to everyone? Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. All right. Okay. So, so reversed. And like I said before, sometimes I have gotten this intuitively as some kind of electrical event, a lightning strike, fire on the roof, fire on the second floor. That doesn't mean that's what this meaning is. But it's if you get pulled to the fire or through the lightning, there could be something electrical or something with fire, okay? All right. Okay, so reversed. The tower reversed is still a very dramatic, very dynamic, sudden event that causes people to leave the existing structure of a work, of their life, of a relationship. But I want you to turn it over and look at the action of the card turned over. It looks like they're not crashing down, they're ascending. They're lifting up. They're falling up. And so this is a sudden, dramatic event or situation that causes one to leave an existing structure but is helpful, ascending, lifting up in nature. It's not nearly as damaging or as difficult, and indeed it could even be celebratory because you're rising up. You're rising up out of the smaller place and into the heavens, literally. And the lightning is at your feet. So there's kind of a lot of power as your foundation here. The power's your foundation. It's not just an unknown commodity. Does that make sense? Yes, do we have a?
Yeah, I was going to ask Sharon, can you give an example of situation here?
Like, if you got this reversed in somebody's card of work, sixth house or 10th house, then it's possible they could lose their job, but after they lose their job, or because they lose their job, they're available to find something way better.
Right.
Okay? So that's, and they might not have actually found the something way better because they didn't lose their job. See? Say that again, honey? Go ahead. No, Warm Dad, go ahead.
Would you describe then the tower upright in that same
house? In that same house, I would describe that as, she asked, how would you describe the tower upright in the 10th house or 6th house of work? I would probably say there's a possibility of a loss of your job, a loss of your position here. It could come quite suddenly and unexpectedly. And it's going to be very difficult to deal with when it happens. In the long run, you will be thankful and an opportunity is going to come to give you a broader experience of life. You won't be as contained as this job has contained you. But that is not as immediately forthcoming. And it wouldn't be as immediately forthcoming as if the tower were reversed. Okay?
So there's a bit of a time element as well.
Yes. Time element in the benefit, and also an extremeness element in terms of the difficulty with the upright. Okay, the upright will take you on a long-term basis to something better, but it will be long-term basis, and there's going to be a while that there could be challenging times. Right? Yes. The crown in the castle, this is like, this is, the castle is their position, their place of work, their place of home. And so there is an having sense of having earned being there or having worked at being there. And indeed, it might have been their crowning achievement, their crowning effort, that type of thing. And the crown's toppled. So not only are you leaving, but you're losing the position of that you have worked for, the authority that you have earned, that type of thing.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Yes.
If you're doing the Wheel of Fortune spread,
yeah,
Wheel of Life spread, a crown, an umbrella card, would that just talk about the whole process in the wheel as being an intense challenge for the person?
Not. I wouldn't say the whole process in the wheel is an intense challenge. The umbrella card actually can depict an event that you can tell them at some point in maybe 3, 4, 5 years. There's going to be, you may lose your job or you may get out of your job. It might be very sudden, but and it might certainly be a challenging time, but that's going to be okay because in the long run, you're going to be better for it. Okay, all right. Okay, any questions about this upright or reversed? Okay, let's take a look at the star. I love the star. A beautiful lady, a little bit like the temperance card. She's kneeling on the land. One foot is literally on top of the water. And she's pouring water from the fount, from the springs of spirit life onto both the physical world and into the spiritual, emotional world. So she's got this integration, again, that we see in the temperance card, but she's covered by stars. So in the night sky, whenever we see the night sky, yes, stars are indicative of a celestial or heavenly influence here. And of course, we have the bird on the tree, which is the spirit, okay? But this, I call this the card of mediumship. This is the card that relays the presence of spirit. You do not have to get this card only with mediums. You could get this card with people who are really strongly aware of the voice of their spirit and following the voice of their spirit. This is someone who is in touch. And it could even be an intuitive psychic in touch. There's a communication here. It also shows for some people who aren't even mediums or psychics yet, an ability for mediumship. And if you were to get this card in the second house in the circle of the past, it would actually indicate past lives as a medium, or in the 12th house. But if you got it in the 12th house, it would not only indicate past lives as a medium, it also would indicate present karmic directives to develop mediumship. So in a big way, it is the card of the medium. Spirit's present, spirit is present for this person, or for someone around this person. Yes?
Okay, you said if it shows up in the past, it indicates past mediumship ability, and if it shows up in the past in the 12th house.
It shows karmic, past life mediumship ability and karmic directives to pursue it again now. And like I said the other day, if you get the star in a 5th house or 11th house where stardom occurs, it could be becoming a TV star, a movie star, a Broadway star, or a star in their career, so to speak. Okay? Now, reversed. This is somebody who's kind of, again, lost touch with their spirit. The spirit is present, but they're not as aware of that presence. There's a little bit of dispiritment here. It's really upside down. It's the card of dispiritment. Or it could indicate somebody who is karmically directed to look into spirituality and mediumship and who hasn't done it yet. It's like an intermediate, the inner medium not yet being discovered. It's the undiscovered self of the inner medium. Or if you get it upside down with somebody who actually reads already or is in the work, that indicates that they don't fully, completely trust their intuition when they're doing their work. Sometimes they question what they get or hold back what they get. Any questions about that? Upright or reversed? Okay, let's take a look at the moon. The moon is kind of like the star, only instead of being mediumistic and the presence of spirit, this is psychic ability. This is the card of psychic development and ability. Again, we see how strongly astral energy can be directed to the waters of the lower emotions or the reflection of the moon. Because in the foreground, we have this body of water with a stream coming out of it, or actually being fed by a stream that comes from the mountains. And the hound and the wolf are baying at the moon, and this crab-like thing, lobster it looks like, is coming out of the waters. These are animals of the night and the water. But the moon is the one that's on top. Okay? The moon is reflective, and we're spending our watery energy with psychic work, intuition, and just being intuitive in our own lives, as well as the potential. If you get this and somebody's not working in psychic endeavor, mediumistic endeavor, or other psychic paths, then there's definitely a talent for it and should be supported, okay? But it's also clearly choosing the higher intuitive, reflective self rather than the lower emotional self and responses. Any questions about that upright? Okay, so you turn that upside down and take a look at it, and the water washes over the moon. The water is in the superior place, in the position, in the exalted place, and it's taking precedence over the reflective. So this is somebody, yes, it could be somebody who is psychic, who hasn't yet determined that they're psychic, or started studying anything psychic, or started working on any psychic development, or may not even see that they're intuitive. You might even say, oh, you're psychic, and they might say no. But it also could be somebody, whether psychic or in the field of psychism, or in any way related to that, whose emotions are stronger than their intuition. Their emotional reactions are in the lead, are driving the course here, okay? So we're spending our astral energy on the emotional body when the emotions are upright, I mean up on top in the reverse position. So the message here is to tell the person to try to make to create a greater calm, to understand that their emotions are leading themselves away from their own insight, and they need to understand what a very reactionary state they're in. And it's time to learn how to act instead of react. The white pillars, again, you'll see this in many different cards. Often we go through, it's like the gates, like gates of the city. In ancient time, there were lots of gates to the city. And so this is gates to the higher planes. Okay, let's take a look at the sun. A child rides in on a white horse, a beautiful garden of sunflowers. The sun is very prevalent in this card. It's just a beautiful, bright, yellow, happy, happy, happy card. His flag is orange, and it's lovely. It is all of the things that in astrology the sun would render, which is creativity and enthusiasm and the fire of creativity, and of course, and not only enthusiasm, but a very joyful kind of personal expression for this person. But if a person gets it, they're probably having an opportunity for some creative endeavor that makes them happy, even if it's just a project that's been given to them at work that they get to nurture and nourish and follow through. Okay, so So this is, the questioner has found his place in the sun kind of thing. They have discovered their way to shine. So this is a card of great creativity and acceptance of one's creativity and force, sunlight. Sometimes, and actually more often than you might think, it actually refers to someone going to a sunny place. I get this card a lot for California, Florida, Arizona, the South, and the Southwest. So especially if you get it in a travel house like 3 or 9, but usually 9 if you're in New York, say, and you're telling someone they're going to Florida. If you get it in the home, there could be an actual relocation to a sunny place. Of course, it could be a relocation in the 9th as well. Okay. Okay. Any questions about it upright? Reversed. It's a creativity at a standstill. Someone having a lack of creative voice. A spark of happiness and joy that the person desires isn't there. Whether it's an external situation, his own internal thoughts, the sun isn't shining, so to speak. It's a cloudy time of the heart. Now, of course, since this is a child, it could be a child both upright and reversed. If it's in the 5th and 6th, it could indicate a child coming. Okay? Or in houses of grandchildren, okay? But if it's reversed, it could also be a miscarriage in the 5th or 6th, or the loss of a child. And when I say that, not just the death, it could be the child going away, or a divorce where the child went with the father, or is with the father frequently. It could even, in the 5th and 6th reversed, it could actually indicate a difficulty getting pregnant. Any questions about that? Yes.
What if you did this and that happened and you happened to do an extra 3 cards or whatever and one card fell on top of the horse and the baby?
It depends on what card it was.
Oh, right.
Okay, you'd have to read the theme, attach the theme to the theme. If it just fell on top of it, it would be, I mean, if this were upright in a fifth house, say, and a card fell on top of it, I would like to try to see what the theme of that would be. It says there could be an impedance to getting pregnant, not so much a difficulty, because if there were a real difficulty in getting pregnant, it'd come up upside down. But if we see the loss of the child, then it could be an impedance on getting pregnant, or it actually could be whatever's in that card impeding a joyful or enthusiastic type of energy. Okay? Joanne?
Would the reverse be maybe like somebody in writer's block?
If it were in the fifth or ninth. If it were in the fifth, it could be somebody with writer's block, but you would have to determine that they're a writer. Because it could also be children. It's creativity and children. Of course, we create children. And that's why it's both. You would have to have other cards of writing to indicate Queen of Wands, Knight of Wands, something, Ace of Pentacles or a pentacle in the publishing house. Lots of different things that would indicate, oh, I see you're a writer, but you're not writing. I see you're a writer, but you have a writer's block, or, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, right. But you'd have to have other things that would support this person being a writer. Okay. Or just ask the person if they write, you know, or are in any creative endeavor. They could be a painter who has a block, you know, because it's creative, okay? Or a musician or a composer. Yes, Annette? Let me see colors. No, I don't. He's not a dark gray horse.
No,
he's a light gray horse.
Gray.
He's not white, which means, you know, this card isn't as much about the spiritual realm as much as it is about personal. Of course, when we give our spirit a voice in creative endeavors, that's, you know, bringing our spirit to bear. But, you know, it's not just about, and it's not significantly about spirit. Oh, that might be why. Yes?
If this landed in reverse in the house of children, and the possibility was a loss of children, how would you address that? I mean, if like you as a medium told me I was going to lose my child, that would be worse than that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't.
Okay.
I would never address that. I would say you have the Sun card reversed. Is someone trying to get pregnant? Is somebody's child going away to school? Is somebody who's a writer having a creative block, or somebody who's in a creative process not feeling creative? You can also get this card with people who are at jobs who have no sun left in the job.
Okay.
It's a card of total lack of enthusiasm and joy. So you could get this with somebody and say, you know, there's a lot of creative energy here. Are you not having an outlet for your creative energy? Or who is it that's feeling they want to be creative but they're not having the outlet? And if you want to address the children, is there anybody who had a miscarriage? Is there anybody who's trying to get pregnant? And if not, that's not the case, then go into the creative definitions of the card. Right? Everybody see? Okay. All right. Judgment card. The Archangel Gabriel is blowing his trumpet. It's a scene of the last judgment. The people are being lifted out of their coffins and into the heavens above. And this is technically a depiction of the last judgment. It's not really when our bodies, quote, join us in the heavens. Anyone really think that happens? Okay. I get this a lot with, when it's in the eighth house or in a career house, I get this a lot with mediums being called to public mediumship or putting out a shingle. It's time for you to, you know, stop horsing around with practicing, go do it. You know, that kind of thing. because the Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel patron of communication, the messenger, and all sorts of communication. You could get this with the writer who hasn't started writing. You know, people who are, you know, sitting around and not doing their work in a communication field. So it could be that literal, okay? At the metaphorical level, it's somebody who is coming to a phase in their life where opportunity is, where they will get the call, and they have to respond to an inner call, and they have to respond to this inner call to go to this higher place, higher realization, higher sense of self, higher expression of self outwardly. And when they do, they will be lifted out of confinement and into the heavens. But it is an inner call that must be responded to. Any questions about that upright? And reversed, they're not heeding the call. Whether it's a medium who's not doing their mediumship, whether it's a musician who's not composing, a speaker who isn't speaking, or somebody who just isn't heeding the inner call to do what they are meant to do and to grow in the way they're supposed to grow. And they will continue to feel confined and will continue to hear the call no matter how long they ignore it. Okay? This is like a follower of the death card. Like the death card, the death process has begun, and now it's time to move to the next height. And if it's upside down, it's a little like the death, you've already started the death process, but you're still not moving forward. Why? Why do you want to confine yourself? Don't confine yourself. If you get drawn to the red cross on the flag, it could be indicative of somebody needing assistance, because red cross is assistance. Reversed or upright. It's just that's the compelling, getting into the detail kind of thing. What does Red Cross mean? The Red Cross saves people, so, or helps people in danger or in during dealing with trauma. So with all of this not heeding or heeding or whatever, there could be somebody who can assist you with this experience or with any experience, especially a psychological one. Okay? Any questions about that, upright or reversed? Last card, the 21, the world card. Again, Ezekiel's beasts and the elements, Taurus, Leo, Aquarius, Scorpio. This one, Scorpio, is the eagle. So we've seen it as an eagle and as a phoenix. Okay, lady holding scepters in each hand. She won the talent competition in Miss America. Yeah, and she had a wardrobe malfunction while she did it. So this is, now the scepters are, of course, the sign of wisdom on earth, and she holds them freely in her hands. She's not fettered by any kind of real robes, but she does have, aren't her robes red?
No.
Purple. Oh, transformation, okay. So she's gone through the process of transformation. Her spirit is out and about in the world. This is putting the spirit forth in everything you do. Your horizons are unbounded, unlimited, and your spirit is going forth into unlimited horizons. And that could be also reflected in your work, your personal life, and in every single way. It's like, it's the last of the major arcana. It depicts the culmination of a successful inner quest, integrating the spiritual, emotional into the physical life. So there's uninhibited sense of an easy power. There's no aggression in this card. It's a spiritual power and a freedom. Yes, this is a laurel wreath of sorts. It's not the kind that they used to carry on their tribute flags nor wear on their head, but this is laurel wreath tied with red ribbons. So we have succeeded. This is the successful culminations of one's inner discovery and spiritual reality. It's a total freedom and realization of the spirit. In very mundane ways, it could be somebody taking a very large trip, like to Europe or something like that. It could be a very large move, because it's the world card, or it could be somebody getting a job where they travel frequently and into very great distances. Okay, so let's take a look at it upside down. This is a kind of reversal of what we just talked about, okay? The questioner could feel overwhelmed. He's not really pursuing his path. He's got opportunity to reach out in the world, but he's not pursuing it. There could be some level of fear here of going out further, reaching out, giving his spirit a voice out in the world. He's kind of painted himself into a corner. He can't see opportunity out there, and he can't, or potential out there, and he can't see ability in here, inside. And so he keeps himself from the world, and I don't mean in a hermit way. He keeps himself from going hither, going out, reaching out. Now, if you were to get this in a move or a travel or a home, a house, it would be a move not happening, a trip not happening, a large trip curtailed or delayed or changed in a significant way. Yes? He can't see the opportunities and potentials that exist outside him, and he can't see the abilities that exist inside him. Any questions about that upright or upside down? Any questions about anything? Yes?
You know, when you do a reading, do you mainly, you two intuitively with the card? Like, okay, I need your first card to read, but then when you're with the cards, you go so.
I start reading the cards, and when intuition hits me, I speak whatever comes to mind. I don't focus I gave you on Monday, I gave you processes or homework to do intuitive readings. I don't do that with intention. I've already created the intention to get guidance from every source. From the cards, from spirit, from my higher self, from their guides, everyone. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just open, and whenever an intuitive insight hits me, which it does frequently, I will speak about it. But I don't necessarily go looking for it, okay, because it happens in and of its own course. Now, if I were beginning, I would do all of that. But because I've been doing this for so long, it just happens. It all happens. And, you know, aren't I lucky that it all happens? But I would take a look and see what, you don't have to look at every card and say what detail compels me. Look over the table and just say, what do I need to know intuitively? And let spirit compel you to this card or that card or this detail or that detail. And then say, and tell spirit, I want to know as I'm reading, you point out anything that compels me when I look at a card. Okay, anything that compels you when you look at a card is an intuitive insight, an intuitive flash. Okay, all right. Any other questions? Okay, so now we're going to read, and I have to tell you, you guys, before we start reading, I really am very proud of you. This is like a very big thing to do in 1 week. you know, to learn the basics of astrology, the meanings of all the individual cards, the meanings of what the suits mean, the meanings of what the houses mean, all of that is a very challenging thing. So I applaud you. Yay! And be patient with yourselves. Again, this isn't a course in memorizing, even though we do talk about the meanings of all of these things, okay? It's a course of looking at this card and seeing what the theme is, what the action is. And you can see by the meanings that I've shared with you, it's almost, or almost all reflection of what the action is in the card. So that's all you have to do. Don't worry about memorizing or remembering anything. Any other questions? Okay, feel free to contact me. You guys have been great and patient and wonderful. No, thank you. God bless you all. God bless you all.